to programs and services in central Wisconsin. Dial 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. In this ever-changing world, it is often hard to find the program or service you're looking for. United Way's 211 can assist you locating services. 211 is free and confidential. Trained referral specialists will help you get connected 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. Every day, people begin a difficult and sometimes desperate search for programs that can provide assistance. United Way's 211 is there to connect you to the programs and services you need. For non-emergency information and referral services, call United Way's 211 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211. With thousands of programs in the database, they can assist you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Dial 211.
WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM, and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Keep up on the day's news, talk, and sports on Wisconsin's home for locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Linda Kenyon in Washington. Officials in Davenport, Iowa have identified the body of a man pulled from a partially collapsed apartment building as that of 42-year-old Brandon Colvin Sr. His family had been at the collapse site almost constantly, hoping Colvin would be found alive. His son, who graduated from high school yesterday, had joined the vigil. Two other men still remain missing. A photojournalist at the scene of India's horrific train crash says he couldn't believe what he was seeing today.
One of the people stuck in the mangled remains of the train was rescued alive this morning and rushed to a hospital right before my eyes in an ambulance. Most people believe there were no people alive anymore.
India's railway board says a signaling issue may have caused the crash that killed around 300 people and injured hundreds more. A Chinese warship has come within 150 yards of an American guided missile destroyer in the Taiwan Strait. Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin spoke to reporters about it.
I think we have to judge them by what they're actually doing, and that dangerous activity continues.
Last month, an American surveillance plane over the South China Sea was shaken by turbulence caused when a Chinese fighter jet darted in front of it. President Biden has signed the debt ceiling deal passed by Congress, averting default. Louisiana Republican Representative Garrett Graves wasn't happy about the bill, but he told CBS's Face the Nation his party will not give up on more spending cuts.
Republicans are going to demand continuing to build upon the success that we were able to achieve in debt ceiling negotiations and changing the way that Washington spends.
The Treasury Department had warned the country would have run out of cash to pay its bills starting tomorrow. 16 Venezuelan and Colombian migrants were dropped out outside of the Diocese of Sacramento on Friday. KOVR-TV's Tori Apodaca spoke with the head of a humanitarian group.
They were all admitted to the U.S. as asylum applicants. When they arrived in El Paso, she says, they were approached by a group that promised them jobs and housing, and instead they ended up here in Sacramento. Many of the migrants have upcoming court cases scheduled in cities across the country, from Chicago to Denver, some as soon as next week.
Sacramento's mayor has called for an investigation into who was responsible for transporting the migrants to his city.
No contract!
No coffee!
No contract!
No coffee!
Chanting no contract, no coffee, Starbucks employees at a Manhattan store held a one-day strike yesterday to protest what they described as anti-union activity by the company. They say Starbucks illegally withheld credit card tipping at union stores. This is CBS News.
Hiring's a lot easier with Indeed. Their powerful platform makes it easy to attract, interview, and hire candidates all in the same place. Visit Indeed.com/credit.
Two guys drove to work. Neither guy wore a seatbelt. One guy got a ticket. One guy didn't. The same two guys drove home. One guy wore a seatbelt. One guy didn't. One guy made it home. The guy not wearing his seatbelt didn't. Don't risk it. Click it or ticket. Paid for by NHTSA.
There's a right way and a wrong way to fight off mosquitoes. Karate chopping the air in a public place in front of your kids and their friends,
Mom,
is the wrong way. Using Stem mosquito repellent is the right way. Stem effectively repels mosquitoes by harnessing active ingredients found in plants like lemongrass and peppermint, making it safe for use as directed around people and pets. Stem, rooted in nature, optimized by science, and embarrassment-free.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. Daytime highs approaching 86. This afternoon, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies. Tonight, lows level off around 56. Cloudy skies with a few peaks of sun. Tomorrow, chance for scattered storms. Daytime highs approaching 82. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 79.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
I love to hear those polkas, they make me yell for more. I love to hear those polkas and dance around the floor. Yes, I'm a polkaholic, of this there is no doubt. Life's all about. When I'm sad and lonely and feeling down and out, I'll play some polka music and soon I'll want to shout, to shout away the bad times and get with the new. Polkas make me happy, how about you? Just another polka, that's all I want to hear. Just another polka, play it loud and clear. Yes, I'm a polka. No doubt, 'cause polkas make me happy, that's what life's all about.
Polkas make me happy. That is Lyle Beaver and his Brass Notes kicking things off here on the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show with your host, Tim Haubelt, the Polka Guy. Yeah, good morning and glad you could join us. Oh, my goodness gracious. I've been having a few bad moments here with dialysis, but we're getting through it. And I have some sad news here. One of my good friends and a great musician, and from Whitewater, Wisconsin, our friend Steve Meisner has passed away at age 62. Apparently, after he finished his last gig there last month, I don't know, he was went into Meritor Hospital, and he was being checked out, and he's had stage 4 cancer in like 4 places on his body. Plus, I'm sure he had kidney shutdown. And I don't know all the details yet about it, but it's just insane. When my friend of mine called me and told me that Steve passed away, I'm going, which Steve? Meisner. I'm going, oh, my goodness gracious. So we're going to dedicate this next hour with his music, because he used to love to play at the Hiawatha Inn in Sturtevant, right next to the railroad tracks where the Milwaukee Road Hiawatha would fly by. His father also played there a lot, and they got pretty good acoustics in that dance hall. So I was down there back in October, of 2021, rather. And he had a chance to record Steve, and we're going to play. He's such a good variety band. I mean, he doesn't just play polkas and waltzes. I mean, he does the country stuff. He does some of the more little modern stuff. I mean, he's just versatile. I mean, he just was. So let us get things kicked off here and get it rolling with Steve at the Hiawatha Bar.
Here and there, started off with the old Hayride polka, and here comes. Thank you. a happy hoedown. Here's a little tune for Gino. Gino's Polka, Virgino and Gloria. Thank you very much, ladies and gentlemen. It's time for a waltz.
The bell of the ball, it's St. Bernard.
St. Bernard Waltz there, Dave. One, two, three, go. It's called Memories of Vienna.
Memories of Vienna, Steve Meisner and his orchestra live at the Hiawatha Inn. Oh, yeah, we're going to continue with more of his fine music and a dedication to his life. He just had passed away, I said, here on June the 1st, and it was at Meritor Hospital, surrounded by his family. All right, we're going to take a little break right now here at WFHR, AM and FM. Have yourself a great afternoon. Keep tuned to us here. We got lots more to come.
Want to add to your family? How about someone with fur or feathers? Join WFHR at Petpalooza Sunday, June 11th at the Southwood County Humane Society. Our sponsors, the Rough Ranch, Sparhawk Trucking, Express Recycling, Crockett Septic, and PepsiCo in Wisconsin Rapids, Current Technologies and Port Auto Service in Port Edwards love animals too and are inviting all of you to join all of us at the pet event of the year. Meet animals like those you hear about on our Pet of the Week segment and talk with area businesses who can answer your pet care questions. But that's not all. Craft and food vendors, live music, and we're collecting aluminum cans, gently used shoes, and donations to support the Humane Society's important efforts here. It's WFHR's Petpalooza, Sunday, June 11th from 10 to 4 at the Southwood County Humane Society, 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. With thanks to our sponsors.
When times get dark, we can't see the help that's all around us. Let 211 be your guiding light for help with food, healthcare, and other resources.
211. 211. How can I help you?
Call 211 or visit 211.org. 211. Get connected. Get help.
And welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show. We are dedicating the next segment here also to Steve Meisner, live from the Hiawatha Inn back in October of 21. Anyway, we're just took me by surprise that he had passed away here at age 62. So let's continue here, huh, Steve? I think it's a Wooden Heart.
Can't you see I love you? Please don't break my heart in two. That's not hard to do, 'cause I don't have a wooden heart. And if you say goodbye, then I know that I would cry. Maybe I would die, 'cause I don't.
Looked up towards the heavens.
Everybody's going out and having fun. Just a full force, stay at home and have none. Take it over, how she said.
for Patty, the Baltic Gang.
There you go. Beautiful tune. And that was recorded live at the Hiawatha Bar right there in Sturtevant, Wisconsin, back in October of 21. Well, we're going to take a little break right now here at WFHR, AM and FM. Glad you could join us on this morning of Saturday. And we're also playing this on Sunday, too, for you, yes, in the afternoon. So 1 o'clock, that starts. So have yourself a great morning. Tell friends we're here, and we've got a couple more segments to go. And we're going to continue with more of the live music from our late, great Steve Meisner, the accordion player. And he's such a good technician, just like his father was on the accordion. So with that, we're going to take a little break right now, and we'll be back with more right here on the AM 1320 FM 97.5 WFHR.
Locally grown 1320 AM and 97.5 FM WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you. Here's what's happening. WFHR Community Calendar is brought to you by Something Sweet, Swiftwater Ice Cream. Enjoy the guilt-free, no-fat, no-sugar scooped ice cream and the 32 flavors of Cedar Crest. And don't forget their made-to-order appetizers. It'll leave your taste buds dancing. Family-owned and operated and open daily from noon until 9 p.m. Swiftwater Ice Cream in Nakusa, or find them on Facebook.
The Wisconsin Rapids area will host the 18th annual Cranberry Blossom Festival, June 15th through the 18th, 2023. Join us as we celebrate our blossoming community with 25 events for the whole family, including a carnival, live music, arts, a parade, and more. Known for our rich cranberry heritage and special events, the four-day event highlights and supports outstanding groups in our community. Traditional favorites include the Berry Fest Raffle, the Dairy Berry Breakfast, Cinema Under the Stars, Kids Fishing, Arts and Crafts Parade, and the Duck Derby. For more information, visit blossomfest.com or check out their Facebook page.
Welcome back to the Sunshine Polka Party Variety Show, featuring our late friend here, Steve Meisner. Can't believe it. At age 62. Too soon. Okay, let's give it a spin. He's going to play one here for my friend Wendy, my girl Wendy.
We're going to do a little tune here for Wendy. One of her favorite performers is... Yeah, the other one. I said one of your favorites. Ray Price. Reaching for you, my And for Bernice,
I Just Want to Dance With You. That's a George Strait number that Steve performed there. We're time for us to take a little station break. We will be right back right here on the new WFHR FM 97.5 AM 1320.
Want to add to your family? How about someone with fur or feathers? Join WFHR at Petpalooza Sunday, June 11th at the Southwood County Humane Society. Our sponsors, the Rough Ranch, Sparhawk Trucking, Express Recycling, Crockett Septic, and PepsiCo in Wisconsin Rapids, Current Technologies and Port Auto Service in Port Edwards, love animals too, and are inviting all of you to join all of us at the pet event of the year. Meet animals like those you hear about on our Pet of the Week segment and talk with area businesses who can answer your pet care questions. But that's not all. Craft and food vendors, live music, and we're collecting aluminum cans, gently used shoes, and donations to support the Humane Society's important efforts here. It's WFHR's Petpalooza, Sunday, June 11th from 10 to 4 at the Southwood County Humane Society, 3621 64th Street North in Wisconsin Rapids. With thanks to our sponsors.
Well, our time here has gone by so quickly, and we got about 8 minutes left in our program to continue with the live recording with their closing of their program. And we're going to do the same thing here. So you guys have a great weekend. Drive safe wherever you're at. We want you back for next time. Don't forget, you can hear the program once again on Sunday at 1 p.m. in case you missed it this morning. Have yourself a great one, everybody. From all of us here, we wish you well. Bye-bye.
Save the band. One, do it. I don't want to go home. I don't want to go home. WFHR, Wisconsin Rapids, 1320 AM and W248DE, broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
From the home of